Our coverage of the state qualifying meet continues here with the Pella Boys District Champions. We have Aiden Krumple, Mason Gocke, and Jonathan Pankman. First of all, Aiden, how exciting is it to celebrate this with the team, the banner once again, and to be sending a busload up to Drake Stadium?
I'd say it's a pretty great experience. You know, last year I was a sophomore, I was an alternate, so seeing that was pretty fun. And then this year being a part of the team and being able to race and jump was a great experience. And seeing us win is just a great experience for me, I say.
Mason, another busy night for a state qualifier for you. First of all, how exciting is it to be a big contributor again to this team and to be able to celebrate this event specifically as a team?
Yeah, it's always exciting because this meet we take seriously because it's our one-way ticket in the state. And so, yeah, being able to celebrate our good performances and sometimes our shortcomings just as a team, it's really good because we're able to, if something doesn't go our way, we can bounce back well. That shows how strong we are as a team. Tonight went really well for us. We had a lot of great qualifiers, and so it just makes it all the more exciting going into the state weekend.
And Jonathan, as of this, we don't know 100% if you're in or not, but I know Coach Anderson just shared that there's a chance that we've got four different throwers for the first time in school history going up to state. How cool is that that you guys got to share? It was really fun over there at the throwing circle with all the cheering and to have a really fun night.
Yeah, it was great. We just have a really hardworking group that has put in a lot of work this year, and I'm so thankful to be with those guys. We've also learned a lot from the past throwers and just, you know, how to go through these meets. And so we've had a lot of experience, and I think that reflected tonight. And, yeah, we're really excited for the state meet.
And Aiden, we've shown off the depth of this team too. We've had a lot of slew of injuries and all sorts of events. I know you've had to step up a couple times. How neat is it though to show the depth of this team and to show just how truly much of a team it is, helping other guys out as they're battling through those injuries?
I'd say it's pretty good. It gets other guys some chances to, you know, step up and be in a big environment that they're not used to. I know Owen just got off an injury today and he jumped really well. I mean, it's pretty inspiring just seeing a bunch of guys get off. I know Caden had one midseason and he just qualified for 110 hurdles today. A bunch of people are getting injuries and they're coming back. I say thanks to our training staff that we're doing good with that, and everyone else is just getting healthy and being careful.
Yeah, and Mason, you distance boys are starting to hit your stride between the 800, 1600, 3200. Just how much fun has it been these last 4 years to grow up with Kanan and Noah and these guys and Jonah, and now to really see that pay off with a big night here tonight?
Yeah, we've always had a really, really great depth in our 800 squad. And yeah, just seeing that our progression over the last 4 years all together, from the 800 all the way up to the 2 mile, Kanan, Noah, those guys, they did a great job. And yeah, our 4x8 at state, we're really excited to see what we're capable of there because we think it's going to be something really special. We'll have to wait and find out and see what the number, what the place is. And no matter the outcome there, we know that we're going to give it our best and just trust our training and trust the strength that we have in all of us together.
And Jonathan, again, this is a real fun night to celebrate as a team. Not just you throwers, it's the jumpers, it's the runners. Just how special is it to have one more night like this and then next week go take care of business?
It's so special. I just have loved these nights over the 4 years. And then finally getting to experience a state qualifying meet myself. It's just been so fun. I love cheering on the guys even at the throws. And then coming down here and cheering on the guys down here. It's just so fun to see everybody competing and trying their best.
And Aiden? Business not finished, and all three of you, business not finished. I know this team has big goals heading into next week. What are you guys, each of you, just looking forward to most about getting ready for the next 7 days and having a huge weekend up at Drake Stadium?
I think we're definitely, me and Owen are definitely looking most to being, I think we were probably one of the first jumpers to ever go 1 and 2 in Pella. I don't know if that's true, but coaches were pretty happy about it. I think we're both happy to jump together there for our first time. And I know he's jumped there multiple times, but it's my first time. And I just like being behind him because he just drives me to do better, watching him do good. I'm also excited to watch all my other teammates do good. I mean, we have some amazing athletes that I can't wait to watch them race against other amazing athletes.
Hey, so what are you looking forward to?
Yeah, we're gonna celebrate tonight first. Just grateful that we have the opportunity to go this next weekend. You know, I've never run the 4x4 at state or anything like that, so that'll be something new for me that I'm looking forward to. Then also just, you know, spending 3 days up at Drake's always fun. And yeah, we'll give it our best, and that should be something pretty special.
Jonathan?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to how we're going to show up. I think, I mean, Reagan and I didn't have the best meet that we've had in a while tonight, but we got in, and that's all that matters. And now I just can't wait for what we do at the state meet.
Aiden Krumple, Mason Gocke, Jonathan Pankman, three members of the district champions from the Pella track and field team. Boys, go celebrate, and we're going to see you at the Blue Oval.
Thank you.
Thank you.